not just the extremities of a Stalin, you know, or an Adolf Hitler, but just plain simple hearts of wicked hearts of unbelief. God is angry with the wicked every day. It's God that you need saving from. The wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all the ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold down, suppress the truth of the knowledge of God in unrighteousness, in wickedness. It's not that you don't know that there's a God. Of course you do. But you suppress, you hold that knowledge down in wickedness with hearts, wicked hearts of unbelief. So it's God that you need saving from. That He's a God of wrath. That He's angry with the wicked every day. That's not a denial of His love. Yes, God is love. God is also angry with the wicked every day. And that's the very evidence of His love. That He's angry with the wicked every day. Because He's a God who loves righteousness. Loves holiness. Loves godliness. Loves that which is wholesome. And hates that which is evil. But in His redeeming love, in the greatness, the immensity of His love, He's made a way by which sinful men and women under His wrath, under His holy displeasure, who need saving from Him and from His wrath, He has made a way by which men and women can be redeemed, can be bought back from their life of sin. The redemption price has been paid. Son of God sent into the world. God so loved the world that He gave. He's a giving God. And He gives His love to sinners who repent and believe the gospel. He gives it. You can't earn it. You can't be religious for it. You can't pay for it. You can't do anything for it. It's the grace of God. The free grace of God. God gives it to repentant and believing sinners. He gives it because He's a giving God. He's a gracious God. And in His redeeming love, sent His only begotten Son into this sin-cursed world to die at the hands of wicked, evil men, crucified, dead, and buried, and raised again from the dead in order to deliver you in the redeeming love of God, to redeem you from the curse of God that lies upon the entirety of humanity. That's why your world doesn't work. That's why your nation doesn't work. It doesn't matter what man tries to build back. You face ruin. Economic ruin, you face moral ruin, and you say, man says, oh, we can build back. We can build back a great America again. No, you can't, because whatever you do, I tell you, without the grace of God, the curse of God lies upon you, and the curse of God is always stronger, always mightier than anything that man does. So until that curse has been lifted, until the curse has been taken away, it doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter your greatest of achievements. God breathes on them and they fall to destruction just like everything else, because man is on the pathway to destruction. Right from the get-go, in your mother's womb, conceived in sin, that's where your sin career begins, and it ends in eternal destruction unless the redeeming love of God by the grace of God is brought to you and given to you. The redeeming love of God that is in Jesus Christ His Son. He died to redeem those under the curse. That's you without God and without hope in this world. That's you with all your smartness and all your cleverness, with all your PhDs and all your degrees. God curses upon them. They go nowhere. They go nowhere. God breathes upon you and you're gone. In His wrath and displeasure, it lies upon you. The curse of God is mightier and stronger than anything man does. Any man, any government, and any confederacy of men. The curse of God is mighty, almighty as He is. Unless the curse is lifted off you by the redeeming love and grace of God, unless He lifts it off you. But Christ died. One of the reasons for which Jesus Christ died on that cross, shed His blood to redeem those who are under the curse. That's the entirety of mankind. That's the entirety of Harvard University. That's the entirety of a world of sinners. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Not one righteous, not a single one. All together gone astray. So my friends, in order to know, in order to experience, in order to come to that place of having the curse lifted from off you, to come to a knowledge of, an experience of the redeeming love of God, repentance towards God, because it's Him that you've offended in your nature and in your practice, every which way, contrary to God, that's what it means to be ungodly. Contrary to God in your nature and contrary to God in your practice. And unless by the grace of God, the redeeming love of God, through the preaching of the gospel, He gives you and brings you to that place of repentance towards God and faith towards His Son, Jesus Christ. You remain under the curse of God. The curse of God lies upon you. And that curse of God's driving you down. Driving you down every day of your life. Down and down, deeper into sin. Deeper into the morass of immorality. Driving you down into more and more wickedness. God giving you over, even He says, to reprobate minds, to do those things that are not fitting. Even for animals to do, never mind human beings. Repentance towards God, faith towards Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the only way out from under the curse of God that lies upon you today, Harvard University. But then, of course, there's the wrath of God. There's the wrath of God that's revealed from heaven. Against your ungodliness, against your unrighteousness, against your wickedness. The wrath of God burns, I tell you, smoking. It's revealed from heaven, the Bible says. You say, where do I see it? I can't see it. Where is it revealed, you say? Well, listen to what comes out of the mouths of your fellow Americans. Look at their behavior. Look at their conduct. Look at the fornicating, look at the sodomy, look at the uncleanness, look at the filthiness of your nation. That's the wrath of God. That's what He's given you over to. You say you don't want God. You say you don't want His Son. You say you don't want His salvation. You say I don't want His redeeming love. So God says, okay. Okay, I'll open another door, and I'll even give you a push through the door, and I'll give you what you want. I'll give you over to what you want. So He gives you more sin. You say, I love my sin. You say, I love my arrogance. I love my intellectual arrogance. I love being my own God. I don't want God's redeeming love. And so He gives you what you want. He gives you more sin. He gives you more of the uncleanness, more of the wickedness. He gives you over to reprobate minds. Undone, ruined, self-ruined, it's you yourself who has done this. This is what you have come to Harvard University. Who would ever have believed it? Eh? The history and the heritage that you've got, and look at you now. A place of godlessness. A place of wickedness. Evil hearts of unbelief roam the campus. No place for God in your hearts or in your minds. Nothing at all of you, of godliness in you, Harvard University. I call you today, the redeeming love of God and Jesus Christ. It's not that God has changed. I am the Lord, I change not. God is not altered. He's still the God of love, still the God of grace, still the God of salvation, still the God who brings his redeeming love to sinners. Sinners, that is, who repent towards God. His wrath is his wrath that you need saving from. It's God that you need saving from. His wrath is all over you like a rash. And only in the way of repentance towards God, the one that you've offended, the one whose love you've offended, the one, my friends, who you offend every day, every morning, just wakening up to a new day, you're an offense to him. Without the grace, without Jesus Christ, without the Son of God and his redeeming love. Shall I call upon you today, Harvard University, repentance towards God. Turn around, that is. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. The wrong thinking, the wrong world view. You know like it is. How you see the world, how you view the world as being here for your pleasure. You know, everybody else here just to, you know, run to you and do what you please. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man is thinking. You align your thoughts with God's thoughts and then your way begins to alter. You get right in the head and you get right in the heart and you get the bad record cleared. There's your problem, Harvard. You're wrong in the head. You might be clever, or you might be smart. You might have many PhDs. You might even have a doctorate. But you're wrong in the head without the redeeming love of God. Wrong in the head. Clothed in your right mind and sitting at the feet of Jesus Christ. That's where you need to be. That's where you need to be found. Clothed in your right mind and sitting at the feet of Jesus Christ and taught of him. Because until you've been to Jesus, until you're taught of God, until you're taught of Jesus Christ, it doesn't matter how smart you are, how many degrees you've got. My friends, you're still wrong in the head. A bad head and a bad heart. A bad heart out of which comes nothing but sin. Conceived in sin, born in sin, live in sin, die in sin, and go to a lost eternity in your sin. You do not believe that I am he, says Jesus. You will die in your sin. So that bad head needs making right. That bad heart needs mending. Ye must be born again, says Jesus. A new heart that only God can give you. Take the heart of stone out of you. Break your heart. Give you a contrite spirit. Give you a sorrow for your sin. Only God in his redeeming love can do such for you. Wrong in the head, wrong in the heart, and wrong in your conduct, with a bad record that only the blood of God's Son, Jesus Christ, can cleanse and deal with and take it away. So the redeeming love of God, redeeming love. Beg your pardon, sir. Repent, believe the gospel, sir. On your knees, sir. Cry out to God that He would have mercy upon you. The redeeming love of God set before you in Jesus Christ here this afternoon, Harvest. Repentance towards God and faith towards Jesus Christ. Then you become a recipient. Then the wrath of God is turned away from you. Then His wrath is appeased. The curse is lifted from off you. Your sin is taken away by the redeeming love of God. But it's God who has paid the redemption price. God has paid it all over the cross of His Son. The Word said in blaze. Paid in full. The redemption price has been paid. Nothing for you to pay. Nothing for you to do. That's what your world religions tell you. That's what Judaism tells you. That's what Islam, that's what Mecca tells you. That's what Rome's religion tells you. Do, do, do. And you get God's favor. No, says God. No flesh shall ever be justified in my sight by man's doing. Only by grace. Free gratis, that is. The free grace of God. The free redeeming love of God in Jesus Christ. He paid the price in full. Reception. Faith. Repentance towards God, the one that you've offended, the one that you've upset, the one whose displeasure you are under day by day. And faith towards Jesus Christ, His Son. The only escape route, the only way out from under the curse, out of the wrath of God, and into the redeeming love of God. Repent and believe the gospel, Harvard. Repent ye and believe the gospel, for the kingdom of God of His redeeming love is at hand, so close to you, comes to you here this afternoon on your very campus. God sending His messengers amongst you to tell you the good news of His redeeming love. How you can be brought back to God. How godliness can be added to your great learning. And how that you can be of some value in this world. And how that you can be right with God for time and for eternity. But I have to tell you, Harvard, the time is short. Time is short, who knows? Who knows, maybe last time that you hear the gospel, last time maybe for somebody under the sound of my voice here this afternoon, when you will hear the overtures of God's redeeming love, come while you may, do not delay, come to Jesus Christ, you may. On the authority of His own word, come unto me, and I will give you rest. Peace with God, and the peace of God that comes to those who receive the redeeming love of God, came to His own, but His own did not receive Him. But to as many as did receive Him, to them that believed on His name, Jesus, He gave the right, the power to become children of God. No longer children of wrath, but children of God. by the redeeming love of God. Oh, he goes on to talk about the power of the cross, this redemption through his blood, through the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son. Amazing, astonishing that the Son of God should come down into this world. Huh? I mean, I only came 6,000 miles to tell you the good news. Jesus Christ came all the way from glory down into this sin-cursed world, into this swamp of the sinful humanity, in order to rescue men and women. How? By his dying on the cross, by his shedding his blood. Oh, the power of the cross, the power of the blood of God's Son, Jesus Christ, able to cleanse, I tell you, able to cancel and break the power of any sin. What's your sin today? What's your darling lust today, Harvard? Is it pornography? Is it watching filth on the internet? Is that your sin? Oh, the filthy lusts, I tell you, that fill men's hearts because of sin. Is it pornography? Is it homosexuality? Is it fornication, adultery? What is it? Is it covetousness, or is it just an evil heart of unbelief? How do you get out of it? How do you get freedom? How do you get clean? How do you get washed? The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, the power of the cross. I tell you, there's no sin. There's no sin so great. Sins so many, I tell you, that the blood of Jesus Christ cannot cleanse and take away. Break the power, I tell you. Cancel the power of sin. Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? You must be, whoever you are, however clever you might be, however much money you have, however poor you might be, whatever your background, whatever your color, whatever your creed, you must be washed in the blood of the Lamb, the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. And would take away your sin today. Should you, that is, repent towards God and show faith towards Jesus Christ, the Son of God. No other way. No other remedy. Go where you will. Any store in America, ask them. Go to Macy's, Old Navy. Go to any store in America and ask them for some commodity that will wash your heart and make it clean and take the poison of sin out, and they'll laugh you out of the place. They'll tell you there's no such a thing on planet Earth. But yes, there is. Yes, there is the blood of God's Son, Jesus Christ. The power of the cross. Oh, I could bring you a dozen Christians here. I could bring to you men who are trapped in drugs, women who are given over to all kinds of immorality. I was listening to a woman, one of your own country women, and she was a whore. She sold her body, but now redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ and enjoying the redeeming love of God. I tell you, Harvard, listen to me. Hear me. I tell you, whores, prostitutes, harlots, drug addicts, will enter the kingdom of God before you. Why? Because you don't see your need. Because you think you've got it all. Because you think you're home and dry. Because you think you're smarter than God. Because you think you don't need God and you don't need His salvation. Self-righteousness, that's what it's called. And Jesus Christ never had anything to say to the self-righteous. I came for the brokenhearted. I came for the oppressed. I came to set the captive free. He came for all kinds of people. But one class He never mentioned, the self-righteous. He never, ever had anything to say to the self-righteous. So if that's you today, Harvard, go on your way. Jesus got nothing for you. But humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, brought by the preaching of the gospel, awakened to the reality of your sin, the reality of your need, the reality of your depravity, the reality of your alienation from God now in time, but one day for all eternity, unless there's repentance towards God and faith towards the Son of God. I tell you, you'll perish in your sin. The word of the cross, the power of the cross, the power of God unto salvation. Harvard, the power of the cross of the blood of God's Son, Jesus Christ, to shift the deepest sin, the worst sin imaginable to you, able, I tell you, to shift it. Bring the forgiveness of God and the cleansing of your heart. Foolishness, foolishness, the Bible, God says, foolishness to those who are perishing. My message, my gospel today, foolishness to you, Harvard. That's proof, that's evidence, says God, that you're on the pathway to perdition. Jesus Christ, the fulfillment, the end of the law of Moses. Jesus Christ, He's the end. The law pointed to Jesus Christ. The gospel points to Jesus Christ. John the Baptist preached to Jesus Christ. I point you to Jesus Christ as well. The power of the cross brings the redeeming love of God. Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world, and would take yours away today, should you repent towards God and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. God requires of you repentance. God now commands all men everywhere to repent. Except you repent, ye shall all likewise perish. But repentance towards God, faith towards the Son of God, brings the redeeming love of God and brings to a man, to a woman, the riches of God's grace, riches that money can't buy. Oh, opens up this kingdom of grace. Forgiveness, my friends. Forgiveness. Forgiveness. Pardon for all your sins. Adoption into the family of God. Embrace God as your Father. You as His child. And get safe and secure for time and eternity. Never, never to be forsaken. Never, never for God to depart from you again. All the riches of His grace. Education can't bring it to you. Money can't bring it to you. Oh, nothing in this world can bring it to you. Only Jesus Christ. He died. He died to open up the treasure house. God's riches, riches in grace, my friend, that brings the redeeming love of God to the heart of a man or woman and applies the power of the cross to them. All the riches, I tell you, the riches of the grace of God. Free. Grace. Free, my friends. Free. Can't buy. Can't do for. Can't work for. Can't be religious for. Simply and only just simply receive. The hand of faith reached out. But of course, because you haven't got that faith, you haven't got that repentance, God must even give you that. God must give it to you. And He only gives it, listen up, Harvard, He only gives it to those He has chosen. He only gives it to those He has chosen, whom He has predestinated to this wonderful, wonderful riches of His grace. My sheep hear my voice, says Jesus. The goats, they don't hear. Maybe perhaps it's been told you in the past that God loves everybody and God wants to save everybody. Not true, my friends. God is His chosen. God is those whom He has predestinated to eternal life. And so Jesus, He says, my sheep, those whom I died for, that's not everybody. My sheep, they hear my voice and they follow me and I give them eternal life. But the others, He said, you can't hear my voice. You can't hear my voice because you're not one of my sheep. The goats, you see, they go to the left. They go to everlasting destruction. The sheep, they go to everlasting life. So are you a sheep or are you a goat? Which is it, Harvard? Which is it? What would be the proof that you're a sheep? That you hear not just the voice of a preacher, but you hear the voice of Jesus calling you apart from your sin and calling you to repentance towards God and faith in the Son of God. That would be the evidence. That would be the only evidence that you're a sheep, that you belong to God, that you belong to Jesus Christ. Nothing else. Repentance towards God. Faith towards Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Save, my friend, save. Save from God. Save from the wrath of God. Save from the curse of God. Save from your sin. Salvation. Salvation is set before you here this afternoon, Harvard University, for sinners lost, undone, sinners broken, sinners with no way back to God of themselves. Salvation from the wrath of God now, but salvation from the wrath of God to come. Because that day's coming, Harvard. That day's coming, be assured. It is appointed unto man once to die. Marked on God's calendar, the day when you personally, the very moment when you personally will breathe your last and go out of this world. Appointed unto man once to die. After that, what comes next? Oh, you say nothing. Oblivion. No. After that then comes the judgment. Then, my friend, you will be assigned. But for the redeeming love of God, you'll be assigned your place in the lake of fire, where the smoke ascends up forever and ever. The damnation of hell. That's what you need saving from, Harvard. Folly, foolishness to you, I know. But unless you repent towards God and believe on Jesus Christ, that's your end. the everlasting wrath of God, the damnation of hell, the lake of fire. Unless, by the grace of God, unless God saves you. But by my gospel and by the preaching of my gospel, that's how God saves men and women. That's how he gives them repentance. That's how he gives them faith. That's how he gives them everything that they need. His sheep, they hear his voice. And they turn from their sin. They forsake their evil ways. And they turn to God through his Son, Jesus Christ, and receive salvation. Set before you this afternoon, Harvard. Set before you here today the way to life, the way to salvation. Repent and believe the gospel, for the kingdom of God is at hand. There's always one there. Repent ye and believe the gospel, Harvard. Repentance towards God. Faith towards the Son of God. Brings the redeeming love of God by the power of the cross and bestows upon you the wonderful riches of God's grace. Come today. Come today, come without delay. Come because you may. Come because Jesus Christ bids you to come. Come unto me. Come unto me. Come unto me. And I, he says, will give you rest. May God bless you and have mercy, Harvard. Mercy, I say, upon your precious, never dying souls.